Now that Elon Musk's acquisition of Twitter is complete, many of the platform's users are worried about how he will approach misinformation and disinformation, especially in the middle of a consequential election season. As we know, debunking rumors and false information online can be challenging. So some are trying a new approach, pre-bunking. NPR Shannon Bond is with us now to explain how it works. Shannon, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Michelle.
Okay, so what's pre-bunking?
The basic idea is to show people what misleading or false information looks like before they encounter it in the wild so that they're better equipped to recognize and resist it. And it stems from this field of social psychology research called inoculation theory, which is kind of what it sounds like. Here's Beth Goldberg. She's a researcher at Google's Jigsaw unit, which develops technology to counter online threats.
So it's a little bit like getting physically inoculated against a disease that you might run into in the future. In this case, it's being sort of mentally prepared to encounter misleading information in the future.
And there's a growing body of academic research into inoculation theory and pre-bunking, and now some of those lessons are being applied in the real world.
So help us understand what that looks like.
Yeah, so one example, we're seeing election officials around the country putting out infographics and tip sheets on social media. And these have reminders to do things like think critically about what you see and hear. You know, where does that video or post come from? Whose interest does it serve? And emphasizing that election agencies are the best source of election information. I spoke with Amy Cohen, who runs the National Association of State Election Directors, which put out a toolkit with a lot of this material.
Understanding election processes requires more than 280 characters. It's complicated and it's nuanced. And election officials never have the biggest megaphone and unfortunately are just never the loudest voices in the room.
And the idea is to help these officials, you know, fill some of the information gap that otherwise bad actors could do. You know, they let them know, people know where to go if they have questions about voting processes or maybe to pause and think if you see a viral story or video.
So are social media companies using this strategy? And if so, how?
Yeah, and this is where Twitter comes into it. It's been one of the biggest proponents of this pre-bunking strategy. And the folks who run trust and safety there told me they see it as a companion to a lot of the other work they do, you know, things like labeling misleading tweets with fact checks, removing coordinated manipulation. So for the midterm elections, Twitter's put together collections of tweets from journalists, fact checkers, government officials, you know, what they consider authoritative sources, with context about things like electronic voting, mail-in ballots, you know, where to vote. It's also done pre-bunks in Brazil, where people are voting in the presidential runoff election this weekend. And Twitter says its user surveys show that similar pre-bunks in 2020 were effective.
Well, since we're talking about Twitter, Elon Musk, as we said, now owns the social network. He has made it clear that he's called himself a so-called free speech absolutist. But what do we know about what that actually means now that he actually owns the company? Do we know anything about how he may change Twitter's approach to misleading and false claims?
Yeah, I mean, he says he thinks the platform's rules against things like misinformation, hate speech, harassment are too restrictive. But he's also said it can't be a free-for-all hell zone that would turn off advertisers. But, you know, even just since Elon took over, we've already seen an uptick in people posting racist slurs and hate speech on Twitter. On Friday, Musk tweeted he's going to create a content moderation council and won't make any big decisions before then. As for what that means for Twitter and pre-bunking, we don't know, but we'll be watching.
That's NPR's Shannon Bond. Shannon, thank you.
Thank you.